Joe Biden includes illegal aliens in census to determine congressional seats, Electoral College votes. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 20, 2021. President Joe Biden reversed an order by former President Donald Trump that excluded illegal aliens in the census numbers used to determine each state's share of congressional seats and Electoral College votes. On his first day in office, President Biden reversed a Trump order so that illegal aliens will now be required to be included in the census numbers used to decide how many lawmakers represent each state in Congress. In December, Biden foreshadowed this move when he claimed that the U.S. Constitution clearly requires illegal aliens to be counted for the purpose of apportioning congressional districts in states. But in a 6-3 decision last month, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out a legal challenge by the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and the state of New York against Trump's effort to exclude illegal aliens from congressional apportionment counts. The United States Census Bureau has already stopped tallying the number of illegal aliens living in the U.S., but now it appears that this will no longer be the case. States that are expected to lose congressional seats when the illegal alien population is added in congressional apportioning include Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia. Some other areas of Trump's legacy that Biden targeted on Wednesday involve issues surrounding immigration, the environment, and the coronavirus. President Biden's executive orders on day one include the halting of border wall construction, the reversal of the Trump administration's barring travel from 7 Muslim-majority countries, as well as stopping the withdrawal from the World Health Organization, WHO, and making Dr. Anthony Fauci the head of the delegation to the WHO. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.